Have you ever found yourself driving home from work only to realize you have no memory of the journey? Or reaching for your phone dozens of times a day without conscious thought? These automatic behaviors reveal something profound about human nature. At the core of our daily lives lies a powerful force that shapes more than 40% of our actions, habits. These unconscious routines, from brushing teeth to making complex decisions, operate beneath our awareness yet determine much of who we are and what we accomplish. The habit loop, a neurological pattern discovered by MIT researchers, explains this phenomenon. First comes a cue, time of day, emotional state, location, that triggers your brain's autopilot. Next follows the routine, the behavior itself. Finally, there's a reward that tells your brain this loop is worth remembering. This three-step process explains why we can navigate complex behaviors without conscious thought. When Eugene Polley, a man who lost his memory to viral encephalitis, could still take daily walks around his neighborhood without getting lost, scientists discovered something remarkable. Habits reside in the primitive basal ganglia, operating independently from our conscious memory. This neurological chunking process, converting sequences into automatic routines, allows our brains to conserve precious mental energy. Brain activity initially spikes when learning new behaviors, then decreases dramatically as habits form. The implications are both liberating and sobering. Habits free our minds for higher thinking, yet they can also lock us into patterns that no longer serve us. What transforms actions into unshakable habits? The answer lies in craving. Pepsodent's success in the early 1900s illustrates this perfectly. While Claude Hopkins marketed it using the cue of tooth film and the promise of beautiful teeth, it was the tingling sensation from mint oils that people actually craved, making toothbrushing a national habit. Febreze's success similarly came from providing a satisfying fresh scent rather than its primary deodorizing function. The craved reward drove behavior. Neuroscientist Wolfram Schultz showed through monkey experiments that while rewards initially spark brain activity, with repetition, the brain fires in anticipation. This expectation becomes more powerful than the reward itself, explaining habit formation. Consider your morning coffee ritual. The routine, aroma, and moment of peace become as compelling as the caffeine. Understanding these true rewards is key to changing habits. The golden rule of habit change is simple. Maintain the same triggers and rewards while changing only the behavior between them. Football coach Tony Dungy transformed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers by focusing on how players responded to triggers, drilling them in simplified systems until their reactions became automatic. Alcoholics Anonymous demonstrates this principle effectively. AA works by helping members identify their drinking triggers and rewards while substituting new routines. When stress or loneliness triggers the urge to drink, members call sponsors or attend meetings instead, while still receiving the desired rewards of relaxation or social connection. This approach works for personal habits too. If anxiety triggers nail biting, with physical stimulation as the reward, you could substitute squeezing a stress ball or chewing gum to achieve similar relief. The power lies in redirecting rather than eliminating cravings. Habit transformation isn't about willpower. It's about replacing old routines with new ones while preserving the original cues and rewards. Not all habits are created equal. Some, known as keystone habits, create a cascade of positive changes throughout your life. When Paul O'Neill became Alcoa's CEO in 1987, he focused solely on worker safety. While investors were skeptical, this singular focus transformed the organization. Better safety required improved communication and refined processes, ultimately increasing Alcoa's annual income by 500%. The principle applies personally too. Regular exercise often leads people to eat better, smoke less, work more productively, and reduce stress, not through conscious choice, but because exercise acts as a keystone habit that reshapes self-image and triggers broader changes. These habits work through small wins that fuel larger transformations. Michael Phelps's visualization techniques, taught by his coach, became a keystone habit affecting everything from diet to sleep schedule, laying the foundation for Olympic success. Potential keystone habits include making your bed, creating early accomplishment, journaling, building self-awareness, or family dinners, strengthening relationships. The right keystone habit provides momentum for larger changes, showing that transformation requires strategic focus rather than massive effort. Research shows that self-discipline, not intelligence, distinguishes successful people from others. Willpower functions like a muscle. It can be strengthened through exercise and depleted through overuse. Starbucks applied this insight to train baristas by focusing on inflection points, high-stress moments when self-discipline is most challenged. They implemented the latte method: listen, acknowledge, take action, thank, explain, and had employees practice until responses became automatic habits. Studies demonstrate willpower's limited nature. Students who resisted eating cookies performed worse on subsequent puzzles than those who indulged. However, regular willpower workouts like maintaining a budget or exercise routine can strengthen overall self-discipline. The key to effective willpower training is autonomy. When Starbucks allowed employees to personalize their responses rather than following rigid scripts, performance improved significantly. This sense of control helps transform willpower from a finite resource into a renewable one. Like individuals, organizations develop habits that govern operations through truces between competing interests. When these truces break down, the results can be devastating. Rhode Island Hospital exemplifies this, a prestigious institution that experienced multiple surgical errors due to dysfunctional habits. Doctors belittling nurses, fearful staff, and rampant blame shifting. Only public crisis drove essential reforms like checklists and accountability measures. The King's Cross fire in London reveals similar risks, where strict protocol adherence led to 31 deaths as employees followed rules rather than responding appropriately to the emergency. Crises, however, create windows for change. When existing habits falter, organizations become more receptive to transformation, explaining why serious threats often precede major organizational shifts. Effective organizational change focuses on keystone habits that shape broader behaviors, employee identity, and power dynamics. Without addressing these elements, change initiatives typically fail. Companies today actively shape our habits using data analytics. Target can predict customer pregnancies through shopping patterns, while radio stations strategically place new songs between familiar hits to build listener comfort. These approaches succeed by manipulating the habit loop and creating subtle cravings. Target's pregnancy prediction algorithm, developed by statistician Andrew Pohl, identified roughly 25 products that together signaled pregnancy. The company's targeting proved so accurate that they began mixing baby-related coupons with random items to appear less intrusive. This corporate understanding of human behavior raises ethical concerns about choice and autonomy. However, these same principles can serve positive purposes, like successful WWI government campaigns that changed American eating habits through familiar packaging and social influence. The core lesson is that habit change is most effective when new behaviors feel familiar. This explains why gradual changes often succeed where dramatic shifts fail, and why behavioral change comes more from restructuring cues, routines, and rewards than from persuasion.